Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. For centuries, poets, artists, and musicians have been looking up to the moon for artistic inspiration, an activity that shows no signs of slowing down. So naturally, the moon song is a popular and familiar kind of song that shows up in the Great American Songbook. It's so familiar that I've actually already put together an entire hour devoted to moon songs on Afterglow. This hour, I've decided to dive even deeper into the moon song catalog, uncovering some songs that I may have missed, from the well-known to the perhaps unknown, all sung by some favorite singers. It's Moonlight Serenades, coming up next on Afterglow.
Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows of the night that poets find beguiling seem flat as the noonlight. With no one to stay up for, I went to sleep at 10. Life was a bitter cup for the saddest of all men. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without love of my own.
Money grows on trees, the desert starts to freeze. Cats converse in perfect Pekingese. And sometimes a dream like you comes true. Now and then when the moon is blue. So perhaps could be that ordinary me stands a chance with extra special you. They tell me that miracles come through. Just to riff, if the moon is blue, I'm in your spell. And folks are talking, they might as well. Can't be denied. How can I hide the fact that I go walking with both my feet 10 feet above the sidewalk? Now I think I see a taxi up a tree, a lamppost and a spaniel drinking tea. So tell me that you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June, because the moon is blue. I am in your spell and folks are talking, they might as well. Can't be denied. How can I hide the fact that I go walking with both my feet 10 feet above the sidewalk? Now I think I see a taxi up a tree, a lamppost and a spaniel drinking tea. So tell but you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June, because the moon, oh, oh, the moon is blue.
Two different takes on the same subject, the Blue Moon. First up, we heard Tony Bennett with the familiar Rodgers and Hart song Blue Moon, written in 1934. Bennett performed it there in 1973 with the original opening verse for his Rodgers and Hart songbook album, backed by the Ruby Braff George Barnes Quartet. Just now, the underrated singer Frank Derone in 1959 on his debut album, with the song The Moon Is Blue by Herschel Burke Gilbert and Sylvia Fine, a song that was nominated for an Academy Award in 1953. Marcicella here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking up at the moon, exploring some songs about our lunar companion. Will songwriters ever run out of things to say about the moon? It's a place of wonder, a place to hang our hopes and dreams, a source of light in the darkness. And for much of the 20th century, when much of what we call the Great American Songbook was being written, it was a place that was seemingly out of reach. This is actually the second hour I've put together on this topic. I found that the last time I made an episode about moon songs, I had to leave many songs on the cutting room floor. In fact, as I've put together this episode, there were even more songs about the moon that I had to omit for time. Will I put together a third hour about the moon? Only time will tell. Here's a song now that didn't quite make it onto that original show. This one is quite the remarkable tune, especially when you add the original verse, which helps contextualize the meaning behind the song. It's a song about the moon, yes, but it's really a song about love and metaphor and our need to use fantastical imagery to convey the simple and profound. The song was originally titled In Other Words by its songwriter Bart Howard, but we know it today more commonly by its opening line, Fly Me to the Moon. Here is Tony Bennett in 1965 with his version of Fly Me to the Moon on Afterglow.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. Kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me You are all I long for. All I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Tony Bennett with Bart Howard's song Fly Me to the Moon, a.k.a. In Other Words. Howard wrote that song over a decade before that particular recording, and despite great versions by Kay Ballard, Edie Gourmet, and Johnny Mathis, the song never quite caught on until 1960, when it was performed by Peggy Lee. Lee also suggested to Howard to stick with the name Fly Me to the Moon. In the 1960s, a famous swinging version by Frank Sinatra became associated with the Apollo moonshot mission. Our next moon song performer is the one and only Billie Holiday. Holiday sang many moon songs over the course of her career. She's particularly well known for the second song we'll hear in this set. But first, let's feature a classic song written in 1933 by Will Hudson, Irving Mills, and Eddie DeLange. This particular tune is also the theme music I use for Afterglow. Here is Billie Holiday in 1952 with the song Moonglow on Afterglow.
It must have been Moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been Moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I always remember that moon glow gave me you. That led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly song seem to come from everywhere. And now when when there's moon glow, way up in the blue. I always remember that moon glow brought me. Oh, what little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a-fluttering all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words, I love you. Oh, what little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Song sung by Billie Holiday. Just now, one of her signature songs, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, by Harry M. Woods. Holiday first performed that back in 1935, along with Teddy Wilson. This recording came from 1954, featuring the Oscar Peterson Trio and trumpeter Charlie Shavers. Before that, another recording from Holiday, the Oscar Peterson Trio, and Shavers, this time from 1952. That was the song Moonglow. More moon songs coming your way now. Both of those last two songs originally date back to the mid-1930s, 1933 and 34, in fact. Same thing goes for these next two, both from 1934. Not sure if there was something particular about this time in American life that inspired moon songs. Maybe something about the Great Depression or the Dust Bowl had people pinning their hopes to the moon. In this next song in particular, the moon is associated with a simpler, more provincial lifestyle. Here's Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra in 1934 with the song he co-wrote with Johnny Mercer, the song Moon Country, on Afterglow.
Thank you.
long for that moon country, that possum and coon country, that sycamore heaven back south. I lose my mind till I get there. I long for that old country, that good for the soul country, good for cooking things that melt in your mouth. Oh Lord, when my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn to you, she makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country, that's where I should be, 'cause that old moon country is home to me.
The sun, west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love in pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune, east of the sun and west of the moon, yes, east of the sun, da do da dip, oh, but that do the moon.
Louis Armstrong and Russ Garcia's orchestra in 1957 with the song East of the Sun, West of the Moon. That song was written in 1934 by songwriter Brooks Bowman, his one and only jazz standard, which he wrote while he was enrolled in Princeton University. He tragically died in a car crash only a few years later, before his songwriting career ever took off. Before that, another song from 1934, that was Moon Country by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer, sung there by Carmichael that very same year. Johnny Mercer had a lifelong obsession with the moon. He wrote, or at least drafted, over 20 songs with moon in the title, according to his archives at Georgia State University. Many of these songs evoke the imagery of an idyllic, pastoral South where he grew up. That was certainly the case for Moon Country, and it's also true for this next popular moon song, written over 25 years later. Here is singer Nancy Wilson in 1963 with the Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini song, Moon River, on Afterglow.
Afternoon, kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon, we'll travel fast as a light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. A destination moon, we'll go up, up, up. Straight to the moon we two, high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon. Blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So I'll away we'll steal in my jetmobile. A supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull that switch, let's go. Destination. We're flying high up in the sky. Destination, destination moon.
A great little tune about traveling to the moon. That was Dinah Washington in 1962 with Destination Moon. That song was in fact written over a decade earlier in 1950 by songwriters Marvin Fisher and Roy Alfred, and first performed by Nat King Cole that same year. The song likely drew inspiration from the film Destination Moon, which also came out in 1950. That film was one of the first to address the practicalities of actually getting to the moon, something which became a reality almost two decades later. Before that, we heard a more familiar moon song, the classic Moon River, written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer for the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's, and sung there in 1963 by Nancy Wilson. That song earned Mancini and Mercer an Academy Award and two Grammy Awards. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have more Moonlight Serenades from the American Songbook. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring songs about the moon this hour, some moonlight serenades, if you will, and now I want to turn my attention to one of the more famous moonlight serenades, the song Moonlight Serenade, written by Glenn Miller, which you're hearing right now. It's one of Miller's most signature tunes, and one of the most recognizable tunes from the swing era, a romantic, slow dance classic. The song was part of Miller's repertoire in 1935, before it even had a title, when it was simply called Miller's Tune. It was finally recorded in 1939 as the B-side to a record called Sunrise Serenade, hence the new title Moonlight Serenade, and it became particularly associated with wistful GIs during World War II, longing to be slow dancing with their sweethearts back home. Although it's primarily known as an instrumental, lyricist Mitchell Parrish added words to the song after its initial release in 1939. Let's hear a version now. This comes from 1965, off of the Moon Song-themed album Moonlight Sinatra. Here is Frank Sinatra with Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade on Afterglow.
I stand at your gate, and the song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. The roses are sighing, a moonlight serenade. The stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming. My love, do you know that your eyes are like stars brightly beaming? I bring you and I sing you a moonlight serenade. Let us stray till break of day in love's valley of dreams. Just you and I, a summer sky, a heavenly breeze, kissing the trees. So don't let me wait. Come to me tenderly in the June night. I stand at your gate and I sing you a song in the moonlight. A love song, my darling, a moonlight serenade. From
the 1965 album Moonlight Sinatra, that was Frank Sinatra with Moonlight Serenade by Glenn Miller and Mitchell Parrish. We'll hear some more from that album a little later. Sinatra wasn't the only one who recorded a moon-themed album in the 1960s, when the moon seemed to be on everyone's mind. 5 years earlier, Mel Torme recorded his own album of moon songs called Swingin' on the Moon, which featured some familiar tunes like Moonlight in Vermont and Blue Moon, as well as some less familiar ones like these next two. First up, here is Mel Torme in 1960 with A Recipe for a Moonlight Cocktail, a tune by Lucky Roberts and Kim Gannon, on Afterglow.
Couple of jiggers of moonlight at a star, pouring the blue of a June night, and one guitar, mixing a couple of dreamers, and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail, now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true. As to the number of kisses, it's up to you. Moonlight cocktails need a few. Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees. You'll discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion, where you'll be king. You will awake in the morning and start to sing. Moonlight cocktails are the thing. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king. You will awake in the morning and start to sing. Moonlight cocktails are the thing. One of those nights for adventure, we ought to be recklessly gay. Who knows what we'll find? So if you're inclined, don't let that moon get away. Your eyes have a way of revealing the thoughts that you really should say. It may be romance, so while there's a chance, don't let that moon get away. And don't let this meeting adjourn, and don't be so ready to go. For now is the right time to learn what every young heart should know. These moments don't happen so often. It doesn't seem right to delay. If you feel it too, whatever you do, don't let that moon get away. This meeting adjourn. Don't be so ready to go. For now is the right time to learn. These moments don't happen so often. I kind of think we shouldn't delay. If you feel it too, here's what you do. You better take advice from Torme. And don't let that moon get away. Don't you dare let that moon get away. Baby, don't let that moon get away.
Two perhaps less familiar songs about the moon, both from the 1960 album Swingin' on the Moon. That was Don't Let That Moon Get Away, written by James Monaco and Johnny Burke back in 1938. Before that, Moonlight Cocktail by Lucky Roberts and Kim Gannon, a swing tune from 1942, both of those sung by Mel Torme. Lyricist Johnny Burke, who wrote the words to that last song, Don't Let That Moon Get Away, composed several moon songs, in fact, including the song Moonlight Becomes You, Oh, You Crazy Moon, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, and this next song. Here is Frank Sinatra again from his 1965 album Moonlight Sinatra with the Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke song The Moon Got in My Eyes on Afterglow.
Out of the darkness you suddenly appeared. You smiled and I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered. I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess you don't remember, do you, when the moon got in my eyes? I thought a kingdom was in sight, that I would have the right to claim. But with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. You know the saying that all who love are blind. It seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes.
Setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the love.
Chris Connor, in 1958, with the Carl Susdorf and John Blackburn song Moonlight in Vermont. Before that, Frank Sinatra, in 1965, with The Moon Got in My Eyes. The moonlight seems to be inherently romantic. Think about all the romantic songs about the moon we've heard this hour. Moonlight Serenade, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, Moon Glow. The moon, at least in the American songbook, seems to often light the way to love. But can the moon actually get in the way? That's the question posed in this final moon song I'll play for you this hour. Here is singer Jerry Southern in 1956 with the David Mann and Red Evans song, No Moon at All, on Afterglow.
What a night, even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love. And there's no moon at all. Tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love. And there's no moon at all.
A moonless song to end our moon show. That was Jerry Southern and the Ralph Burns Orchestra in 1956 with the David Mann and Red Evans song, No Moon at All. And thanks for tuning into this Moonlight Serenades edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.